Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Sean Worthington back on the show. He's one of our top cyber currency experts in the Brain Trust, and he's taught us so much over the years, folks. He's a tenured faculty member in the computer science department of the Butte College in Northern California, an expert in computer information systems, creator of CloudCoin, the world's first cloud-based cryptocurrency, author of Beyond Bitcoin, the Future of Digital Currency, and we love having him on the show. Sean, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. So let's talk about the travails of Bitcoin. Now, what is it, about 2 years ago, Bitcoin went up to $18,000 a piece, something like that?
That's right. Actually, it's more like just a year ago.
Yeah, less than 2 years, year and a half or so. Now it's been in a free fall for the last year. It's down to $4,000. And tell the audience what it cost to create is it to create or just to maintain a cloud, a Bitcoin?
To create a Bitcoin, it's estimated to cost around $3,000.
And tell people how that expense rolls out. We're all operating businesses out here. What are the line items in the expense part of our of the P&L for a Bitcoin? What do they look like?
Well, the major expense is the electricity itself. They have to buy these special processors, and then the processors have to go to work encrypting and decrypting. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of electricity to do all those calculations.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, they have to do quite a few of it. And at the end of the day, about $3,000 worth of electricity in order to create one Bitcoin.
One Bitcoin. And then, of course, because it's not when they say created, folks, they're talking about having it exist across the network, right? That's what the creation is, right? Having it actually exist across the network.
That's right, and it's very important for the miners to be able to create these coins because that's how they get paid. There's nobody mm-hmm. that comes and gives them a paycheck or anything.
So a miner can create a coin, give it an ID, so to speak, sell it to somebody like me. I could buy one and sell it to someone, and it becomes a sale for them, an asset to me that I could then, so to speak, go to the market with. One of the examples is a fiat example is the government is thinking about not making pennies anymore because they cost more than they're worth to make.
Yeah. Well, the government could afford something like that, but the miners could not.
Right.
And so if the miners get paid in Bitcoin, then it costs them $3,000 to make a Bitcoin, and they only get paid $2,500 to make it.
Are we seeing what Bitcoin is worth now? Obviously, there's no question. I mean, you and I both know that Bitcoin was never going to be worth $18,000 a unit. It was not worth $10,000 a unit. In those days, at $8,000 or $9,000, Sean, I called it a tulip, like tulipomania. Mm-hmm. And so, are we starting to see that it's because people know what it's the mining costs are? Are we getting close to the real value at $4,000?
Well, it's hard to say, except that if we look at how most bubbles work, once the price goes up too high and then it pops, the price goes down well below what it's worth.
Right.
But what it's worth is about $3,000. And we should expect the price to go below that. It has been going down and down and down very slowly over the past 12 months. But Bitcoin has the additional problem, or has this trap door, that if it does go below what it's worth, suddenly it could go to zero.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so if people want it, though, if it actually is serving a purpose, like paper money, if people want it, if it's handy for them, it'll then come back. It'll recover it at some level to the handy level, right? I mean, at some point in time, if it is actually useful in the marketplace, like any currency is, better than barter, at that point in time, it's going to seek that the handy level, I'm going to call it. What do you think?
Yes, and there we see how Bitcoin gets its value, and it gets its value really from being able to cut through red tape and tariffs and taxes and bank fees. So if I want to buy $1 million of oil from Venezuela, I can use that to go through the Venezuelan government or get around the Venezuelan government. Right. So for something like that, it works.
Hold on, Sean, hold on to that thought. I got two quick break. Hold on to that thought, Sean.
Sure.
Folks, we'll come back. Sean has created another kind of cryptocurrency, Cloudcoin. We'll come back. I'm going to ask him how Bitcoin is affecting Cloudcoin. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.